Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, everybody. Scott Hinland coming to you from one of the most beautiful places in North Dakota in the upper northern plains. I'll say that till I draw my last breath. That's Watford City, North Dakota, McKenzie County. Our first historic broadcast today from what soon will be a studio of KTGO and the Flag Family Western North Dakota operation, McKenzie County Farmer. The newspaper of record for McKenzie County for 114 years, now part of the Flag family. We're going to talk a little bit with Neil Shipman. Neil is, of course, the longtime publisher here and editor as well, still remains the editor of the McKenzie County Farmer for some time. And we'll talk a little bit about this great place. And speaking of great places, check out my Facebook page. Take a click on the videos. There's actually two of them, one of a buffalo walking alongside the car and another one of that north unit view. And I just scan a little bit, and you can get a sense of this view. And I argue this all the time, but it's not much of an argument. And that is that it is the best view in North Dakota. Many people think of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, south unit, right along I-94. I get it. It's beautiful there. Love it. Medora, all things Medora. I'm a big fan. Bully for Medora, no doubt about it. But just purely on view, north unit, hands down. It's unbelievable. And, of course, the ranch, you got to take it all in. You got to take it all in and really check all the boxes of Teddy Roosevelt. Soon we'll have that Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. Oh, my gosh. We're just going to the next level, folks. Pretty exciting stuff. So love it, love it, love it. 8 past the hour. My name is Scott Hinnon. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun today. K-Fly. Todd, the radio god, off the microphones today, but never off. Not Todd, 24-7, 365. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And super producer Chris Larson is here. We're going to do a text question of the day to start things off today. Super producer, will you manage the text inbox today? Because I got a hunch this is going to be a hot topic. I don't know. I could be wrong. You ready for this, sir?
Scotty.
How are you there, Mr. Super Producer?
Hey, not too bad. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. So yesterday, the signature gatherers for the question of legalized marijuana in North Dakota submitted what they believe is a ample amount of signatures to be able to get a question on the ballot in North Dakota for legalized marijuana. I don't personally believe North Dakotans in large numbers are wanting legalized marijuana. I don't believe that to be the case. I think we've been down the road of, for medicinal purposes, and if your doctor requests it, that question's been asked and answered. But this is talking about recreational marijuana. So my question to you is, do you want that, yes or no? And if the question is yes, just text the word yes to 701-237-1590. If the question is no, that's fine. Whenever your answer is, I want it, I don't want it, just a yes or a no is all you need to do. Chris, you're going to tally all these, right?
I sure am.
Okay, you tally all of them up. And tell you what, we'll do signed copies of the book for everybody in the family, Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. And I'll personally deliver those, and we'll do lunch somewhere at your favorite lunch spot, preferably with the best burger wherever you live. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, that'll be kind of fun, a little different today, okay? How about that? We've given away enough of my coffee and my pillow goodies and whatnot, so we'll do the signed copy of the book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. I wrote this 12 years ago, so it's not a new book, but it's sort of timeless in that it talks about enormous amounts of frustration with the political system. Really a bit challenging. So, and a lot about the good people of North Dakota who were part of the Tea Party movement that are now part of the MAGA movement, essentially the same group of folks. So anyway, all you need to do is text yes or no to that question. If you care to call in, you certainly can as well. But that's a question I'm wanting your answer to, because they hope they have enough signatures. They probably do. They've been working on this a long time. Very well-funded effort. And so they gather the signatures. Al Jager, the Secretary of State, counts them up. If there's enough, it goes onto the ballot in November. How will you vote? Yes or no on that question of recreational marijuana? Text us at 701-237-1590. And, Chris, will you give us the tally, yes or no, by the end of the show today?
I sure will. Right now, the tally's 1-1.
Oh, we're starting at 50-50. How about that? They're rolling in already. And we'll tally those up, and then we'll pick a winner, and we'll talk to the winner before the show's done today. How about that?
Sounds great, Scotty.
Super producer Chris Larson, thank you very much. 12 past the hour. Also on the program today, how's the economy doing? What are the fundamentals that are going to determine the future direction of our economy? Where are interest rates going to go? Jason Sturrock, a North Dakotan for some time, is now part of the leadership team at the Credit Union National Association. He'll join us to talk the economy at the bottom of the hour. Neil Shipman's going to be in here in a couple of minutes. Neil is, of course, the longtime publisher, along with his wife, Lisa, of the McKenzie County Farmer, now part of the Flag family. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about all things Watford. And then a special treat for you in our 10 o'clock hour today, the live 10 a.m. hour, Central Time, second hour of the replay. We have both the chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party and the South Dakota Republican Party, Perry Schaefer in North Dakota, Dan Lederman in South Dakota, for a talk radio town hall. We're going to let them just say what they're most proud of right now about the parties, but we're also going to let you call and talk about, you know, maybe what you like, what you don't like, what are frustrations, in open dialogue. And I really give these guys credit to say, hey, let's just talk about the state of the party. I don't really want to fight any old battles. I want to look forward as much as possible, and it's a matter of what it is that you would like from your Republican Party. What is it that they're doing that you like, what they're not doing that you'd like them to do, whatever that might be, and just talk about. We hear a fair amount of frustration of the lack of fight amongst Republicans, and I think just because both the South Dakota and North Dakota Republican parties dominate so much, that there's understandable frustration to say, well, that person is Republican in my eyes, but this one isn't. How do you deal with that with a big tent when you got a supermajority? We'll talk with them for the full hour of Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. Let's get Bob and Aberdeen here before we chat with Neil Shipman today on the program. 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. You can, of course, always text us as well, in addition to the poll at 701-237-1590. Bob Aberdeen, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about Kevin was saying that President Trump is a good human. In my lifetime, I would have to say he's the best president since Ronald Reagan, for sure.
Well, and I think that was inartfully worded, Kev, right? I mean, you basically said you didn't mean to say he was a bad human. You were just saying there were things in his past.
Wrong choice of words. He's definitely got a past like everyone does. And don't get me wrong, I loved every single policy, and I voted for him. So I would vote for him again, no doubt.
You know, I saw a poll yesterday, Bob, and I don't know if this, and I'm not big on polls, but it was, I want to say Ithaca, so it wasn't exactly some obscure thing, but it was if there was a Biden-Trump head-to-head right now today, 44 would be Biden, 40 would be Trump. Now, that's before a campaign, and you don't know if Joe would, you know, be stuck in his basement again or whatever.
Don't believe the polls.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the polls. I'm not a big fan of the polls at all. But, you know, it's just one snapshot. I think it's fair to say that Donald Trump would be a bit of a lightning rod if he was there again. But I also think, I mean, when you look at 78% of Democrats say we're on the wrong track right now. This is Democratic Biden voters. 78% say we're on the wrong track, okay? And you have an enormous amount of frustration, not just from Republicans, from Democrats. So what I don't know is, okay, that's obvious. His poll ratings are at an all-time low, favorable ratings. 78% of Democrats say we're on the wrong track. Yet, Another poll says 44 Biden, 40 Trump. Doesn't seem to connect, other than maybe the place is on the wrong track, but he's not the guy I want. I don't know what it means, but I think you're right. I think most of us agree that if you are judging Donald Trump on his policies, what he said he would do as a candidate for president, what he did as president, they match pretty darn well, which in my mind is pretty rare, right?
You know, unless they steal it again, there's no way he can lose. There's just no way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's a, you know, I never like saying that about political races, that there's no way this person can lose, because there's always something that can be done, and I think that he is a giant target. There's no doubt about it. But I also think they're doing everything in their power to ensure that he will run. I really do. I think that's the deal. Appreciate the call, Bob, and glad we got a chance to clarify Kevin's comments. Jim in West Fargo wanted to weigh in on legalizing marijuana. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, hi. Say, you know, I happen to disagree with you. I really think that most North Dakotans are behind legalizing it. And, you know, my reason being is that, you know, I've worked in healthcare for 28 years, okay? I've never seen a problem with marijuana other than once in a while you get someone who comes in with what they call cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
Hold that thought if you would, Jim. We're up against the break. I'll let you finish on the other side. Don't go away. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie sound good? Valley City Petro Serve USA for lunch today. Chicken enchilada casserole. Are you kidding me? Harwood location. Vegetable Hot Dish or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's on 12th and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Tacos in either Glendon or Yulin. And Mac and Beef at 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest. Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience, PetroServe USA, Double Stamp Tuesday. America T-shirts for $9.99 too. Stopped there in Valley City yesterday, had a great burger. Made-to-order burger, Valley Meats, exit 292. God love it. PetroServe USA. Let's let Jim finish his comments here, and then we're going to chat with Neil Shipman from the McKinsey County Farmer today with What's on Your Mind. So go ahead, Jim. Finish your thought on how you believe the majority of North Dakotans want legalized marijuana, and you were telling us a little bit about your own personal experience.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I've been doing this for 28 years, and the worst I've ever seen from anybody using marijuana has been, you know, like the good thing called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, where they can't throw up, or they can't stop throwing up, and it doesn't affect, it's relatively rare, you know, and I'm talking with, I don't use this stuff myself, because it's really not my generation's thing, but talking with a lot of younger people, I've asked them, well, why do you use marijuana? And they say, you know what? Because I don't end up with a hangover in the morning. It just helps me mellow out. And, you know, it doesn't put any calories on me. Especially the girls I've talked to say there's no calories in it. And
do you worry at all about the stats that say it's a gateway drug?
I don't believe that at all. I really don't. I tell you what, I know a lot of professional people, white-collar people, that use marijuana, and they function perfectly fine every day. I see it all the time. And so I think it's really been demonized over the years. You want to talk the real evil to our society, Scott, and we tried getting rid of that. That is alcohol. I see so much damage on a daily basis to people's lives from alcohol and alcoholism. It's scary. And that's one that's really pervasive in our society. And methamphetamine is another bad one.
Well, again, there's good stats out there about meth and starting with marijuana. And, you know, you're saying anecdotally you're not seeing it. I get it. I appreciate your perspective, by the way, and appreciate you calling, because this debate will continue, assuming they get the signatures on the ballot. Question of the day for our text today, yes or no on legalized marijuana. And lunch on me for the winner and a couple of copies of the book, Grassroots Action, Action Agenda for America. Neil Shipman is here. Neil is the longtime publisher, along with his wife Lisa, of the McKinsey County Farmer, now part of the Flag family, our first broadcast from here, which is darn fun. Neil, thanks for taking a couple minutes for us. How are you?
I'm very good, Scott. Thank you for coming back to Watford City and to your new home.
Can't be here enough, and I think this was your idea. Why the heck don't you guys put a radio studio right in the McKinsey County Farmer? And good idea, by the way.
Well, thank you. You know, Watford is unique, and, you know, years and years ago, I mean, you know, when I was much younger, I always wanted a radio station here. One of my publishing friends, Pius Hornstein, in Tioga, had your radio station at that time. And, you know, he and I were visiting, and anyway, it never happened. But so I'm really glad that you guys brought it, or are going to bring a portion of it to us.
Yeah, no, Watford City deserves a radio station. There's no doubt about it. Of all the communities in the upper, you know, northwest plains here, it's northwest corner of North Dakota. It's the fastest growing community by far. How do you think Watford's done in handling all that growth, Neil?
Excuse me. Well, you know, when it all unfolded, it was, you know, getting hit with a fire hose. I mean, you know, we had people living in cars, tents, you know, two grocery stores. You stood in line for hours to check out. There was a couple of gas stations. You stood in hours to get gas. We grew up very quickly and very well. You know, Watford is absolutely, you know, I would have to say right size now. You know, there's a few things that we as a community could use, but we're slowly adding them. You know, it's small business, mom and pops that are opening the businesses. We're not seeing a lot of the national retailers or restaurants chains coming into the community. But overall, we're doing very well. We've grown. Our school system is adapted and grown. The Rough Rider Center adds a whole new complexion to our community. Expanding the golf course to 18 holes is huge. No, we've done a lot of things right. We've got great motels, great restaurants. It's nice.
It's a great place to visit. I really encourage people to just take that drive coming up. We were talking about the North View from North Unit. The view there is unparalleled, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this year, I mean, what, you know, what a blessing we've had with the moisture. There's going to be some people that said it's too much all at once, but after 2 years of drought, or possibly three, to turn around and have the countryside as luscious as it is, it's unbelievable. You go down to the North Unit and the buffalo and the landscape and the countryside is so green. It's beautiful.
As the community goes, so does the newspaper, so does the media, and your walls are lined with awards. As the accolades for the best weekly newspaper in the state. You hear that a lot. You know, people really, really appreciate the McKenzie County Farmer. Talk a little bit about how you've built that.
Well, you know, thank you. Anything that you do is a team effort, and Lisa and I have been blessed over the years that we've been here to have a good team and been able to always recruit good people to us. I'll go back to 1983 when we moved back to the community. The newspaper, it was an okay paper, but it was also a time when Watford City, McKenzie County, and western North Dakota was definitely in a down cycle. The oil had gone away again, you know, the farming economy was not great. And you know, we came back at theoretically a poor time to make a decision to return to Watford City, but it was a good one for us. It took me a while to decide what I wanted the Farmer to be. I wasn't necessarily pleased with the product that we were putting out, and I said, we can do better. And our team bought into that concept over the three decades, and we did. We really turned it into a product that I believe the community enjoys having and welcomes into their home each week. And we cover the things that are important to them, whether it's ag, oil, or just, you know, city, county, school, government, what's happening in the county. And we work really hard to bring that information to our people.
114 years of history, that's got to be a little daunting to know that's resting on your shoulders, right?
Well, yes. Actually, you know, and I know when I talked to you and Steve when you were buying it, we were 114 years old with... This week's publication, we mark our 115th year of running. So this week's paper was 100, you know, volume 115. So you guys have got a long time of information behind us and going forward for you to work with.
Now, folks should sign up for the McKenzie County Farmer. It's available online. How do folks do that?
That's super easy. You can call us. That's always the easiest. But if you want to do it online, you can do it at www.watfordcitymd.com, like NorthDakota.com. And then just a couple clicks of the button, and you can either get it online, you can get it in print, or you can do a combination.
Number for folks to call would be what?
Area code 701-842-2351.
842-2351. For the McKenzie County Farmer.
That's it.
Great way to go as well. It's a great newspaper. You want to read on what's happening in western North Dakota, get it. And by the way, every business in every corner of North Dakota should.
Yes.
Because this is the future. This is the fastest growing county in America.
That is correct.
Pretty amazing. Thank you, Neil.
You bet. Thank you.
Good chatting with you.
Yep.
We're going to talk with Jason Strock when we come back to talk about the economy from a credit union perspective.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25-ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab and go convenience too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow we'll be getting the June report, and economists say hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Our very first broadcast from the McKenzie County Farmer as part of the Flag family, and it's the same week that they celebrate 115 years. Oof, to me, is that something, fellas, or what? Man alive. Think about that. We love celebrating businesses, new and old, but 115-year-old business, the history that's behind that is pretty amazing. So we're excited to be here today, and we'll be doing regular broadcasts from here on occasion as well, because we'll put a studio right here in our own affiliate of What's On Your Mind, KTGO, part of the Flag Family West Division, going to have a studio right here on Main Street in Watford City, North Dakota. Speaking of companies that have been around for a while, started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know them first as a little plumber. They just got it done. Then they went to heating and air conditioning. Now they do mechanical contract services, not only in Bismarck, but all throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They're household names of companies that they're maintaining everything in their building, from not only the HVAC down to the assembly lines and manufacturing process. So be thinking about that at a time now with fuel costs as high as they are, and you're trying to find every edge on the bottom line, that P&L, make a call to H.A. Thompson & Sons. Tell me more about your Link service. I want you guys to replace this when it goes bad and maintain it. It's a great way to go. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, and of course they're the indoor air quality experts as well. 1908 is when they started, so they've been at this 100 plus years as well at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the program tomorrow. Our money man Brian Kroc going to tackle this topsy-turvy ride of the stock market. Friday we're live from the Red River Valley Fair. Where do you think we should go at the fair? It's another question you can throw in with your yes-no answers. By the way, 2-1 now, the no's leading the yeses on the question of do you want legalized marijuana. You can answer that question, rather, by texting 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. And I'm curious where you think we ought to go for the fair with Senator Kramer. We could go, like, in one of the barns where all those 4-H'ers are doing all the good work that they're doing. We could go, you know, on the grandstand and talk about some of the great grandstand entertainment. We could actually ride a Ferris wheel and do the show. We could drive around and go to multiple locations, you know, funnel cake to the corn dogs to the, I don't know, haven't decided yet, but we'll take your counsel on that. Text us too there, 701-237-1590. Going to get Grant Bismarck in here, and then our guests from the Credit Union National Association, North Dakota and South Dakota, and Jason Sturrock going to talk the economy in just a minute with us. But first, Grant and Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
You know, everyone wants to say they can function with weed, you know, all these white-collar people. Well, there's white-collar people that are high-functioning alcoholics, too. I mean, it's just all your tolerance of whatever, but if we just start legalizing weed, and what's going to be the next thing we're going to legalize? Are we just going to legalize heroin so then everybody that's on the side of the road, you know, we just give them their shot and bring them back to life? I mean, I don't know. All roads are paved to hell or whatever, heaven or, you know, with good intentions. But why do you need to have all these drugs and drinks to mellow yourself out is my question.
You're asking all the questions I'd ask, Grant. I appreciate the call. And I've seen enough evidence on the gateway drug question. I've seen enough evidence on the destruction it does to brain cells. And it's boiling it down to, you know, the simplest thing. But it isn't good for physically your body over the long term, especially. And I don't know, Colorado's kind of my example. Has Colorado gotten better with legalized marijuana? These other states that have done it gotten better? I don't think they have. So I would be a hard no vote. But I respect the views of every North Dakotan. That's why we're asking the questions today. Text your question to 701-237-1590. We'll have a winner next hour. Jason Sturrock is in top leadership of the Credit Union Association, Credit Union National Association. He is their Deputy Chief Advocacy Officer for Federal Government Affairs there. And most importantly, he's a North Dakotan, a South Dakotan, and a good friend. Jason, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Scott, it is an honor to be back with you. If my vote still counts back in the state, I go for corn dogs.
Well, we're going to have your old boss at the fair on Friday, so we're just trying to determine where exactly would be a good place for Senator Kramer to do the show. And I'll put you down for the food fair, for all that.
As my family tells me, I'm still a horizontally challenged American. So if they get me near fried foods, it's pretty much game over.
You and me both, brother. We like a good meal. Nothing wrong with that. That's for sure.
Sir.
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to you on the air since the new post there. How's things going?
It's absolutely fantastic. It was probably the toughest decision I had to make in my life. To leave Senator Kramer's fantastic team. The opportunity to go work on behalf of America's credit unions and our 130 million members across the country is fantastic. I'll be honest, you get a little bit more family time, but we're still working on the important issues that directly impact Americans and their families all across the country, and specifically in the Dakotas and Minnesota.
Well, I know every moment is precious with that lad of yours who's growing like a weed from everything I see on Facebook and turning into just a beautiful, nice young man. And I tell you, I don't think people appreciate how hard their congressional offices work. This is not an 8-to-5 gig, is it? I mean, that's tough work. Long hours.
No, Scott, you're right, especially during COVID when the rest of the government shut down. Many offices stepped up to continue to provide service to, to North Dakota and across the Americans across the country, and I'll consider myself always blessed to have that opportunity to serve the people of North Dakota by working for Senator Kevin Kramer.
I want to ask you a little bit now on your post as a chief advocacy officer for the credit unions and someone that was a top staffer for Senator Kramer on the banking committee. Give me the tea leaves of what you believe we have in the way of an economy currently under the Biden regime.
I think we have a very challenging economy. I mean, that's neither a Republican or a Democrat theory. It's facts. You have, Scott, listening during the break, 8.6% inflation in May, and they're predicting it's going to be much worse in June. It's the worst that we've had since 1981. We've had the Federal Reserve, do a 0.75 increase in the basis points, on interest rates. These are not signs of a robust and growing economy. And, we can debate the reasons of how we got to this point. But Americans and North Dakotans and Minnesotans and South Dakotans, are directly impacted. I got a story yesterday from a friend back home that, when he went to fill up his, Ford F-150 and, the gas pump will only allow you to authorize up to $125, and he maybe got to three quarters of a tank. I mean, Those are kind of the real world decisions that people are seeing, and they are turning, you know, and most importantly to, you know, their community-based financial institutions, of which credit unions are part of, to help address this problem. How do they, you know, meet these challenging financial times and have the financial resources to continue to do so and, you know, still make their house payments? And, what support during these times that credit unions can provide their members is a challenging decision. But I know credit unions across the country and across the state of North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota are helping their members on a daily basis address these situations.
Define community-based for me. In other words, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank wouldn't be, I guess, considered community banks in most cities in North Dakota, maybe Minneapolis if you live there. But what does community-based mean when it comes to banking?
You know, when I look for that, you know, I really include, when you use that phrase, it's your local community credit unions and your community banks that, you know, they're owned and live, within those communities. And, you know, the first person you call on to sponsor your baseball team, your football team, your bake sale, all those types of things. And there's the unique challenges. And this is not a slight or denigration on, you know, the regional banks or the large national banks. But credit unions and community institutions like community banks, we serve different populations. Because we see them in the grocery stores every day. And, you know, our kids play in the same softball teams or on the same swim teams. So I think that if you go back and as we talked a little bit about COVID, you know, the success of the PPP program of getting support out there was based upon the hard work of these community institutions, whether at a community bank or a credit union, because they know that these are not just customers or members in terms of credit unions. These are our neighbors and friends in our community.
Tell me what you think interest rates are going to do. I mean, the signs are troubling. Where is the bottom or the top as it pertains to interest rates in your view?
Scott, I don't know, but I don't have a great feeling on that. I think that you've seen from the minutes that were released from the last Federal Open Market meeting of the Federal Reserve, you know, they were talking about another 0.75 increase, not only once but twice in the upcoming years, because they want to They see, for lack of a better term, a raging fire on inflation, and they are using the tools that they have available to try to stomp it out. But there are, you know, consequences to that. When you've had a 30-year, home loan, you know, go from 2% to now over 6% in 6 months, you're directly impacting a lot of sectors, that you can see out there. So there's going to be a lot of impact, across the economy. As the Federal Reserve tries to, put their, slow down, the continually rapid growth of inflation across the country.
What is the cause of the out of control inflation right now? Is it too much federal money being spent and pumped into the system?
Scott, I think there's a myriad of issues on that. And, you know, I'm not an economist. I'll try not to play one on, pretend to be one on radio, but I think that, you know, what you talk about is one factor. You had the Federal Reserve and, the additional purchases of mortgage-backed securities throughout the problem. As a part of it, you still have states that, I think it was California, that is still doing additional stimulus checks. High school economics course tells you that when you have too much money floating around for too few products, prices are going to go up, and I think we're seeing that, but I don't have a magic solution to make it happen. I just know that the Americans, whether it's at the pump or in the grocery store, as people are starting to head back for, back to school buying, that they're going to see dramatic increases. They are seeing dramatic increases in prices, particularly the essentials that they need, in groceries and rent and home ownership.
One more question for you, Jason. Hang on to the break, if you would. I want to talk a little bit about the business
Absolutely.
Loan side and just, how you assess business loans right now, because obviously, cash flow is different with the higher interest rates, so there may be less, you know, business opportunities and businesses born as a result of this and how long that lasts. I want to talk a little bit about that. Our final question with Jason Sturrock from the Credit Union National Association today, talking about the economy. And then a tally update on how we're doing on the legalized marijuana question.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Security professionals are in high demand. We need these folks to meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses, addressing challenges that resonate across the globe. The University of Mary supports this need through a new Cybersecurity Administration degree program. You can complete that on campus or online if you or someone you know is looking for a career in a much-needed field, no matter where they're at. Maybe they're just coming into this wild business world, or maybe they need a switch. The University of Mary offers personalized degree programs supporting career success and personal fulfillment. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. umary.edu/CSA for Cybersecurity Administration. By the way, use the promo code Scott. They waive the application fee. What's not to love about that, folks? Come on, I'm telling you what. Final moments with Jason Sturrock from the Credit Union National Association. Jason is the Deputy Chief Advocacy Officer there for Federal Government Affairs at the Credit Union National Association. So back to the interest rate environment that you don't see easing anytime soon. I'm curious what that does in the way of impact on business, because obviously any time a business loan is reviewed, you're going to look at cash flow. What can the business support for a loan? And with interest rates going up, so do payments. So do debt service. So it seems to me that the 800-pound gorilla here is you're going to have less businesses created, less jobs created. I mean, I don't like any of this. Am I overstating any of this, Jason?
I don't think you're overstating it, Scott. I think that is something to be very concerned about, and I think that that's kind of where, you know, community-based institutions with, you know, like credit unions, you know, come into play, where they know their members. They're more than just a score on a sheet of paper, and that decision is reviewed by somebody on the Upper East Side of New York. No, it's reviewed by somebody, you know, on Main Street, North Dakota, where they understand the situations that you are dealing with and will work with you to help, make that happen to deal with. I mean, you know, credit unions are working with their members, to be able to grow their small businesses and keep them open through these challenging times. You know, we're looking at numbers, you know, just recently that, you know, across the board for credit unions across the country, our loan rates are, you know, we're actually 8% greater in terms of number of loans that we've given out this year versus last year. So we see many more individuals and our members turning to us to help them grow their small businesses and serve their needs as members. As a part of that, Scott, is, you know, we know how challenging it's been, you know, to purchase the automobiles over the last few years with supply chain shortages that, you know, credit unions have been working with their members. And I think as a part of that 8%, our auto loans are up over 30% across the country.
Is that sustainable, though, Jason, given the fact that just naturally higher interest rates mean, more debt service mean, that there's less of these that are going to pencil out? It's not sustainable, is it, in a high interest rate environment?
It isn't. I mean, you know, while we are not-for-profit institutions, we still have to, make sound business decisions. But I think that that's where your community institutions, your community banks, and your credit unions come, who know their members, can help them set them up with the right, financial products to meet the needs that they have to grow their small businesses, to get this, to get maybe the second car or the car purchase they've been putting off for 2 or 3 years because of COVID.
Amazing. Hey, good catching up with a good North Dakotan. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the new post. We'll talk again soon, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Look forward to it. And, again, corn dogs.
All right, we're going to put you down for a vote for the corn dog stand tomorrow. When we ask our listeners the question, where should we broadcast from the fair? The Red River Valley Fair, best 10 days of summer are going on right now in West Fargo, and Senator Kevin Cramer will be there for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday. Maybe we could do a live studio audience too. Ask questions from the audience. That'd be kind of fun. Jason Sturrock, Deputy Chief Advocacy Officer for Federal Government Affairs, Credit Union National Association of America. Thank you, sir. A couple of texts here. Rolling in. Hi to Neil from Ron Shaw, Dale Carnegie course 1984 held in Watford City. Love it. It's real simple, says another listener. Ask Armstrong to work with the Democrats to stop this nonsense. They seem to like to work with Democrats to destroy America. Just reverse the thinking. Congressman Armstrong going to join us. Not tomorrow now. Just found out that they have a conflict with the hearing, so that'll be on Thursday, same time Thursday. Super producer Chris Larson is here for an update on our tally. You can text us today with the answer to the question, yes or no, on legalized marijuana. How will you vote? We'll soon learn whether that question will be on the ballot in November. Likely will be. What's the tally? What's the yeses? What's the nose on legalized marijuana? Super producer Chris Larson.
Just seconds ago, the noes have the lead right now. No votes, 70. Yes votes, 29.
70 to 29, and we're going to take this through 1 hour from right now. Chris will be back on in an hour to give us an answer to the final tally, and then we're going to select a lucky winner, too. And that winner gets what, Chris?
They get a free signed copy of Scott's book, and best of all, lunch on Scotty.
Lunch on me, and hopefully I can be there with them. But either way, wherever their best burger is, wherever they live, it's lunch on me. So that's what we'll do today. You can't kick a gift horse in the mouth. Love free lunch. Texture says, I'm sure Miller's Concession would allow you to do the broadcast by their stands at the fair. They've got a huge burger, pork chop, ribeye stand out there. Talk to Rob or Ben. Great guys, great bosses. All right, that's a good vote for tomorrow. Got to find a place to broadcast them at the fair on Friday. Thank you, Chris Larson. Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind.
This past Saturday, President Trump spoke at another big rally in Alaska. Sarah Palin was there. It was a big event. Newsmax, the only major news network covering it live. In fact, they cover all these rallies live. It's one of the reasons that I made the switch, and I watch Newsmax all the time for great breaking news and coverage of rallies you will not get anywhere else. They had some of the best coverage on the Biden administration as well. And every night you can see Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Here's the deal. Millions are switching from the old cable networks to Newsmax. President Trump himself says, hey, the network is really good. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news channel in America. If you want details on Trump's big rallies and what's coming next, the big news and more breaking reports from Newsmax, text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from
My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
88-18.